As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
I guess I shouldn't say welcome back. We're just starting.
Well, we are.
You know, it's an early morning.
Happy
to be able to do this. Hope you had an outstanding Labor Day. You know, last week we talked about the fact that the bull market is now the longest in history. That a bull market is when it hasn't had a 20% correction. And we also talked about a thing from that I read out of one of Ben Hardy's blogs. And if you don't know Benjamin Hardy, Willpower Doesn't Work. Great book. Really a great author, and truly a smart young man. But one of the things that he illustrated in his book was the course corrections. Or in his blog, was that when you're on an airplane, 90% of the time the airplane is off direction.
Right.
From wind turbulence, one thing or another, 90% of the time. That's and yet it always
scary.
Lands where it's supposed to land.
Almost always,
and,
yeah.
And that's because it's constantly, the pilots are constantly course correcting.
Mm.
And I think a lot of times in life, especially those things that we don't want to pay a lot of attention to, we make a decision and we put it in the filing cabinet and we're done. We don't know to make a course correction because we don't know we're off course.
Yeah.
Until something really bad goes happen, and then we try to turn the plane a 180 and everybody wrecks and dies. That's a really, really, really bad plan. So the University of Chicago Booth School of Business reports that in the mid-1990s, that's when I started, not really, it was 87, there were more than 8,000 publicly traded companies on exchanges in the United States. By 2016, that number had dropped to 3,627.
Hmm.
You know, less than half of what there were in the 1990s. Now, I'm not going to go for you all the reasons of what that is. I'm just going to tell you the title of the show, Consider This.
Yeah.
And there are things that you need to consider in course correction based on different decisions that you need to make because your life has changed, but also different things that have happened in the environment being taxation, the environment being the way the marketplace is traded. You know, when I started, I don't even know what it cost to buy a stock in 1987 because I forget. I will tell you, when we started the Financial Enhancement Group in 1997, it cost me $300 to make a stock trade.
Yeah.
You know, today the first 90 days are free, and then it cost me $4.95.
Yeah. Right? It's crazy.
So for me to use the same protocol, the same course corrections, the same thought process back in 1997 as I do today, I would be a lunatic. You know, I don't want this to be hard on anybody else. I put it hard on me, but it essentially, the theory is if you're not learning, you're losing.
Yeah.
And the way we like to say it, and this is really brash, brash, but what my friends like to say is if you're not embarrassed over the things that you did a year ago, you are clearly not reading, learning, and executing enough.
Wow. Right?
And I mean, we kind of hold ourselves to the carpet to improve in terms of our thought process, you know, how we're giving, how we're communicating, how we're running our teams.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it's... makes life a little more challenging some days. Hey, we're going to get into the show. Again, I hope you had a great Labor Day. Lots of things to consider, in my opinion. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along.
We are.
I have a statement, theory, I don't know what you want to call it. It's just, I'll call it an observation.
Okay.
That in the United States, we allow people to do anything that they want to do that will kill them in the long term.
Yes.
And label it as free rights, free choice, whatever.
Yep.
And we let them do nothing that will kill them in the short term.
Yes.
Because evidently they're making a bad decision because they're doing something that would kill them.
Yes. Right? Yeah.
So
I would concur with
I spend a lot of time going overseas. One, I love to travel. It's a hobby. Mm-hmm. I don't figure poor Joe on this one.
Yeah.
You know, I enjoy it. But I think part of my job as managing the macro part of our investments, I look at the demographics, the geopolitical concerns. You know, Adam Harder is our chief investment strategist. He's our CFA. You know, he takes care of the fundamentals and the valuation. Andrew Thrasher is our chartered market technician. He takes care of the movements of the market. They watch it every day. You know, that's their sole purpose in life. You know, mine in the firm, mine is a little bit different, and it's to try to help people understand their money. My why is to educate you about your finances so that you don't make inefficient financial decisions that lead to frustration and devastation. And I've got a new friend that you know really put this out in a different way that I want to kind of take home to you guys today. And if you will just keep that in mind, that we'll let you do anything that will kill you long term.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think one of those things is making you financially defunct.
Hmm.
Right? I won't call it bankrupt.
Yeah. Okay.
Bankrupt people tend to figure out how to survive somehow or another.
Yeah.
It's the ones who just didn't get it done.
Yeah.
And probably could have. They just didn't get around to it, as we talked about
like
a few weeks ago.
Death.
They just ignored it. And so Ben Hardy, and there's a book that I would strongly encourage you to read. We'll have Ben on the program at some time, but it says Willpower Doesn't Work.
Hmm.
And he's a PhD. He's just a very, very bright young man and got a really good handle on the thing. And in his blog work, he wrote this week, said, despite turbulence and other conditions keeping airplanes off course 90% of the flight time. So 90% of the time, Sherry, it's not going according to Hoyle.
Really?
Right? Most flights arrive at the correct destination in the intended time.
Huh.
Okay? The reason for this phenomenon is quite simple. Through air traffic control and the internal guidance system, pilots are constantly course correcting. When immediately addressed, these course corrections are not hard to manage. When these course corrections don't regularly happen, catastrophe can result.
Yeah.
In this case, 200 people died on a plane because the pilots didn't correct because one of the things didn't show them that they were off course.
Okay.
So just think about you're 90% of the time you're off course.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
But you wind up exactly where you need to be on that runway.
Mm.
Exactly.
Because you're making adjustments as you go. Okay.
So from a financial planning standpoint, we have to make some assumptions, right? Think bad news bears, because we all know how bad that can turn out.
Right.
We have to make some assumptions for inflation, for assumed rate of return, anticipated interest rates, assumed tax rates, you know, how long we intend to work, which can be changed by your employer or by your health.
Right.
Right. I mean, things happen, but we have to put in those assumptions. And I think what you have some people on one end of the spectrum that are so rigid that if anything violates those assumptions, they begin to have a meltdown.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
The reason I tell people we take care of people who don't want to worry about their money is because when the Dow lost 1,000 points in the beginning of 18, we had nobody call.
Right.
We were able to do our jobs as opposed to pick up the phone and listen to other people's ideas of what should happen or have people panic and sell.
Mm.
You know, we didn't have any of that.
Right.
But it's because we're so careful of the people that we work with.
Right.
Now, when I'm in that plane, and I'm in a plane a lot, I didn't necessarily know they were off course 90% of the time. That's kind of a freaky feeling.
Sure.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
I've never not landed.
Right.
Right. Now, I have had one where they went down and I had to go back up. But that was just one out of, you know, probably 1,000 flights in my life. But the point being that I didn't know that that was happening. My families, many of them didn't even know that Dow fell 1,000 points because they don't spend their lives watching. CNBC, reading the Wall. That's not their thing. Right.
Right.
They hire us because they believe we have a processes in place to be able to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
But we course correct. Right. Now, you don't course correct in the middle of a windstorm of volatility. You have to correct before that has actually happened.
Okay.
It's why we look at that fiduciary focus and we talk about risk and volatility. Right. So in January of 2018, you had a wonderful market that just went straight up. And we went in and took some money off the table, not because we're geniuses, but because we have rules. We
right.
course corrected.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
yeah, yeah.
We
yeah,
didn't
yeah,
get
yeah.
into this. Well, I don't like this Trump guy, or, you know, I'm worried about this, or I'm worried about that. We
yeah.
didn't get into that.
You've got a model you stick to.
We got into the discipline that says, here's how much money Sherry can have allocated toward stocks, bonds, and cash.
Mm.
And because we've had this blessed run up, mm-hmm. suddenly she's violated it. You
yeah.
know, and so we had people who called us in February and said, you guys are just so smart. No. I mean, well, okay.
God's, yeah, you
are. God's blessed us. But more than the smarts is the discipline.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It's
I get
the process
it.
To do that course correcting.
Yeah.
Right? When I talk to people about doing Roth conversions and bracket bumping and doing the double stack on their deductions, especially with the new itemized deductions that are there, when I talk to people in churches about the Better Giver program, remember, my job is not to make you a bigger giver, it's to make you a better giver.
Mm-hmm.
How do I get your charities more money? How do I get you a better tax benefit for the gifts that you want to make? That's
right.
That's the synopsis of the Better Giver, if you will. But when we do that, we're course correcting based on what we see today. I still have families who will come in who've heard me on this radio show that may be 75 or 80 years old, and they've been gifting money to their family for 15 years in $10,000 increments. Because it used to be $10,000 increments.
Yeah, yeah.
When they talked to their CPA 20 years ago, the CPA said, you can give away $10,000 a year.
Yeah.
They didn't know that that was husband and wife that could both do it.
Yeah.
Right? They didn't
yeah,
know that
yeah.
number is now $15,000.
Wow.
When did this happen? Well, it went to 13 and then went to 14 and then went to 15.
Yeah.
We've got to have this mechanism to be able to course correct.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you that with people with more than, let's say, $5 million, I think the number one thing that they understand the least about money, truly, is currency and currency valuation. It's very, very difficult for people to handle.
Yeah.
I think I have a blessing because of the traveling, and I lived mm-hmm. through the world of the mark and the lira and the franc, now known as the euro,
yeah.
right? The pound, the yen,
yep.
you know, et cetera. But the thing that the average family who comes in to sees me, that many of them truly understand how their investments work, or think they do, but it's that lack of understanding of the tax return, not necessarily this year, but what it means for them in the future year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's nobody ever wants to have a conversation about their demise.
No.
But that is a life course correction.
Right.
Right. You're married filing jointly today, and it's someday you're going to be filing as a widow, widower.
You will,
right?
Or your spouse will.
one of the two of you will.
Yeah.
And your
yeah.
assets will be affected. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Stick around for the show. Don't forget to go to the website.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along.
Yep.
Sherry behaved during the break.
I did.
She held up her hand. Actually, it's a finger. She held up her finger.
And it's a good finger.
And it was a good finger. It was a pointer finger.
Yes.
Said, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Yes, Sherry, you can ask a question.
Okay, so my question is, as you mentioned, the longest, because I just read about this week, the longest bull running, I can't say it the way you did it, in the market. That's not something we spend a lot of time on our show, but is that something you cover in the Market Carver? Because you do talk about that stuff more specifically about the market.
Yes.
There.
It's a very, very good point. We have a little over 850 families that we take care of.
Mm-hmm.
And by definition, they don't want to worry about their money.
Right.
Take care of people who don't want to worry about it.
Yep.
That said, we have people in 31 states that don't necessarily know us all of the time, right? And I just got back from Bozeman, Montana, where I saw our office out there and met with one of my families there.
Yeah.
And her joy in life, she said, I had an unclear advantage. I said, what was that? She goes, I get to watch you on the Market Carver every week. So of the 850 plus families that we have, we have about 90 families a week that watch what we call the Market Carver. So either myself or Adam Harder do a 7 to 9 minute video. Adam's our chief investment strategist. So every Monday we have our allocation team meeting where I have the three of us, Adam, Andrew, myself, and all of our planners that are able to participate. And we give them a rundown of what happened last week, any changes that we made, any major economic points that we thought were occurring,
You're
things
talking
of
nuts
interest,
and bolts now.
The nuts and bolts, right?
Okay.
And so once that's over, either Adam or myself will then go in and film this video we call the Market Carver, where it is purely about the economic stuff, the stuff that we don't talk
that
about.
We don't talk about here
on the market, on Consider This. That's why I don't go on CNBC a lot anymore. The people who watch CNBC already believe they understand their money. And I'm not able to talk about the tax planning concepts there. So I spend my time more on the radio, and other things of that nature, right? The newspaper column.
Okay.
But you can go. You can't get the same Market Carver. That would not be fair.
Your families get one version of the Market
Carver. Families
get
a longer version that gets more detailed and more specific.
Yeah.
But if you want to, at this point in time in your life, if you want to continue to take care of your money, you can still go to our website, yourlifeafterwork.com, and click on that you want a Market Carver. And we will send you that. It's usually a 2 to 4 minute video.
It's a little briefer.
It comes every Thursday right between 11 and 1. And it comes right to your inbox. Most of them will go to junk, so you have to look for them. But, you know, it is just the way the internet works at this point in time with the way the stuff's distributed. I'm hoping to fix that this year.
Yeah.
But sign up. It's free. No obligation, no nothing.
Yeah.
You know, it's,
but you go into more detail about stuff we don't do on the radio show.
It, because it's more weekly.
Yeah,
right. It's more current, and
yep.
It's one of the reasons I'm writing a book, but I haven't finished a book, because every time you put something into print, things can change 24 hours later.
Yeah,
and you just don't want to be a ding dong.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay, got it.
Great point, and good question. Hey, got a question. I loved this question. Another one that came off of Investopedia said, "What should I be doing to learn about finance and money so that I can start my own clothing brand at 16 years old?" you have to understand, I was blessed and very honored to receive the Entrepreneur of the Year from the Madison County Chamber last year in 2017. So when I hear a young entrepreneur, this just makes my heart pitter-pat.
Sure.
And so she says, "I'm 16 years old. I've decided to start a clothing brand. I've run numbers." I love that.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm still worried about not understanding the basis of money itself. Honey, you have no idea. I have about $136 saved. Well done.
Aww.
What should I be looking at to learn about finance, and how should I start to move forward with this idea? What do I do to become aware of what to do and become financially literate? I want to ensure that I'm doing this correctly. Now, remember I told you that every now and then I will comment back to the people who write.
Yes, I did not
in this case. So the first thing, and she didn't put her name, so I'm just going to call her Brittany.
Okay.
So Brittany, here's the deal. As an entrepreneur, there's a few things that you have got to figure out in life. And I believe it's very much a Jack Welch-ism, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Jack said, never be in a business where you can't be number one or number two.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that is very, very true when you're going into a marketplace like clothing, where, as they would say on the Shark Tank, you have big people who will squish you flat like a bug. Right?
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that the entrepreneurial part is not right. And so,
So
when you say clothing brand, one of our challenges at the Financial Enhancement Group that I still live at today, you know, 21 years later of the firm being in existence, there's still more people who know the name Big Joe Clark than know the name Financial Enhancement Group. And that's not my intention. It's not by design. It's just happened over the years of where it is. Coca-Cola has a brand.
Yeah.
Budweiser has a brand. You know, so I don't spend a lot of money trying to brand the firm. I want you to know what it exists, but not trying to brand it. If you're going into this segment, right, then you've really, really got to learn it very well. And the probability is you've got to come up with a somewhat niche product that can't be replicated easy that goes along with somebody else's brand. That's probably the best way to start it. But what you need to learn about money and understanding it, whenever you're going to go to start a business, and your parents are going to be really mad that I tell you this, but you have to understand cash flow, right? That's the money that's coming in versus what's required to go out in a short-term period of time.
Yep.
Then you've got to understand assets. So let's think about General Motors here in Anderson, Indiana, and what happened then when GM went bankrupt. GM had billions of dollars of assets on the balance sheet.
Yeah.
You're not bankrupt, right?
Right, yeah.
However, they didn't have enough short-term capital to be able to finance the debt, right? They weren't there. It was a cash flow issue right, on the income statement. So where you have to understand your money, and this is just basic accounting, and you know, there's plenty of places on YouTube that you can go to learn it. I'm just so thrilled that you asked the question. It just makes me so happy. There's people in the world that are like you, that are out there trying to figure this stuff out. But you want to understand how income and cash flow work.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to understand how debts and financing work, where you can borrow money when you need to borrow money, and where you're putting that money. And the only thing that there's nothing that I would do to in any way diminish your objective of trying to start a business that you're passionate about. You know, there's an old expression, if you do what you love, you'll never feel like you worked a day in your life.
It's true.
And I'm pretty close to that.
Yeah, it's true.
I've had some days that were harder than others.
Yep.
But I fully love what I do. And so I don't want to squish that dream. I want to give you the best way, though, to be able to be successful about it. And that's when you really have to find something where you can fit into the world and compete at their level. I did not come in competing nationwide with Merrill Lynch or Charles Schwab. That was not the thing. I set my sights on how do I make a living and do my passion in a county that is now spread to 31 states, but it's done that over 31 years. Right. So,
but you also have a niche because of your business process. But
that niche has been developed over years.
True. Yeah.
You know, my first one, going to Brittany's point, my first one is at 14. I tried to create a fish tank business. So how much money did I need to save for a car? Mm. How many tanks did I have to be able to service?
What did I have to have
for inventory? I'm right here. I don't know how old she is now. But I'm right there with you and just so proud of you. And I hope I gave you a little bit of insight, but learn the cash flow part, understand it, and servicing debt. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark along with Sherry Kontos. We got to take a break, but we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. For the last 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share that with you, what we use to protect more than 700 families, more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry before the crash in 1987, and I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and as a trusted advisor for the last three decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, and you can reach us at yourlifeafterwork.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who've agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
You love your car, and so does CarChecks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few thousand dollars. Or you can get protected with CarChecks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call CarChecks now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit getprotected.com. That's getprotected.com.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along.
Yep.
I am going to put Sherry on the spot. She loves it when I do that.
I hate it when you do
this. If you could just see
the facial
expression.
This is not allowed.
This is very much allowed. It's very much allowed.
Okay, what?
Tell the world what an inherited IRA is.
Okay, inherited, somebody dies.
There you go.
That person had an IRA.
It's very, very important to understand that, by the way. In an IRA, you can't use that as a gift to a person. I can't gift an IRA to my wife. I can't gift an IRA alive to my kids.
Mm.
I can gift a certain amount of it once I'm over 70 and a half to charity, but not to another human being.
Isn't that interesting?
Right?
Did not know that.
So you've got an inherited IRA.
So the person passed away.
Uh-huh.
They had an IRA, and they had somewhere, probably on the IRA listed as who gets it?
The beneficiary.
The beneficiary.
The beneficiary. Very good.
IRA.
Yep.
So the beneficiary is the person that they left it to who will get this money.
Very good. You have two types. What would they be?
Two types of IRAs?
Two types of inherited IRAs.
Ooh.
Spousal and non-spousal.
Okay.
So your spouse or anybody else.
Okay.
Right? Pick. It's one of the two.
Okay.
Right? So it could be a friend. It could be a charity. It could be your kids.
They don't differentiate between kids and just normal, regular people.
Nope.
Wow.
Nope.
All right.
Not on this. Now,
not on this.
You're either a spouse or you're not a spouse.
Okay. Spouse or
so
not.
If I die, I'm 51 years old.
Mm-hmm.
If I die, Barb has the choice to roll my 401k
mm-hmm.
into her own IRA. Okay, because she's
yep.
a spouse.
Yeah.
So she can do that.
Right.
Or she can keep it as an inherited IRA.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's deal with me and Barb first.
Okay.
Right? I'm 51 years old. If something happened to me and Barb rolled that IRA, the 401k, mm-hmm. into her own IRA.
Yes.
And then needed money.
Uh-huh.
She's going to endure a 10% federal penalty because she's not over 59 and a half.
Okay.
As an inherited IRA.
Okay.
So the IRA has to be titled and listed specifically.
Okay.
As an inherited IRA, she's able to take out money. In fact, she's forced to. She has a required minimum distribution
mm-hmm.
that she has to take, even though she's 51.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a smaller percentage than what somebody would have to take at 70.
Okay.
But she still does have to take money.
Mm-hmm.
But if she wanted to take more money, let's say she needed $25,000 or $50,000 to pay the bills.
Yes.
Right. She doesn't have the 10% penalty. She still would have to pay the tax, but she doesn't have the penalty because it's an inherited IRA.
And we're not talking about Roth as opposed to regular IRA. Sure.
If there's a Roth, there'd be no taxes on it, but she still has to take it.
Take it. Okay,
right.
Got it.
But if it's an inherited IRA, even if it's a Roth, you have to take required minimum distributions.
So why would you ever roll it into your 401k?
Well, that's the point. So if I'm under 50, if she was under 59 and a half,
okay.
and may need cash.
Under 59. Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
She should leave it as an inherited IRA.
Right.
Because she can always take it from an inherited IRA back to her own.
She can always roll it over later.
Yes.
Okay.
She
got
cannot
it.
Take it from her own back
to an inherited. All right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the mistakes that I see attorneys make, by the way, in things that are called quadros, qualified domestic relations orders,
yep.
in divorces, that's the only time. If something ever happened to Barb and I after 30 years of marriage, that'd be much uglier than a court thing. If something, if the judge says she gets the 401k.
Mm.
And the attorney sends her orders the 401k to go to her IRA, and she needs money, it's a 10% penalty.
Okay.
The quadro very well could have been directed so that part of the money was paid out.
Yeah.
Right? Not rolled into an IRA.
Okay.
So she still would have had the cash. Just one of those things to keep in mind.
Okay, got it.
If the kids inherit it, it has to be an inherited IRA.
Okay.
Okay, it just has to be. And there are 10 very costly mistakes. We already hit the first one. I work a lot with a guy named Ed Slott. You can go to irahelp.com if you want to.
Yep.
Ed and I are good friends. I was with him when he started the organization over 10 years ago. Beautiful things that we've been able to help people with. But there's about 300 of us across the country that study this kind of weird and crazy stuff. So the first one is overlooking spousal options. We just went there. It's two is not stretching the IRA. If you have an IRA and you have a named beneficiary, you have the ability, this is true of Roth or traditional, you have the ability to take it out over the life expectancy of the original beneficiary.
Okay.
All right. So let me say that to make sure that you get it.
Yeah,
so
say it again.
Something happens to me and it goes to Barb. Barb's a spouse.
Right.
So that doesn't count.
No.
Barb makes Kaylee and Kendra her beneficiary.
Mm-hmm.
Something happens to Barb. Kaylee and Kendra each have an inherited IRA beneficiary based on their life expectancy, not Barb's.
Right. Right? Okay. Yeah.
Now all of a sudden something happens to Barb or something happens to Kaylee. And if she had children and they inherited it, they still have to use Kaylee's life expectancy, even though they're much younger.
Wow.
Right? So there are rules
that are
there. But that stretch is very, very powerful. Don't miss that. Not splitting an IRA to maximize a stretch is the same thing. If you have two beneficiaries, the IRS forces you to use the oldest age if they're together. So you really want to separate it so you have your own. Creating an inherited IRA as one's own. I have seen wirehouses that have taken an inherited IRA of yours and mixed it with your IRA.
Oh, wow.
Bad things happen at that point in time. Don't ever let anybody do that. Going back to Barb, in the beginning of this, when you said, why would anybody ever put it in their own?
Yeah.
Fewer accounts are always better. So if Barb was over 59 and a half, my team would naturally put it into her account. That way you have one account.
Sure.
Right? And she's not forced to take RMDs. She can still get it if she needs it. Because she's over 59 and a half, the 10% penalty is avoided.
Okay, got it.
Not taking number five, not taking required minimum distributions, that's a bad plan. It's only a 50% penalty of what you should have been taking. Doing 60-day rollovers. You can't do a rollover ever in an inherited IRA. So if the money comes directly to you, I mean, if you're the beneficiary and you call the company up, and we've had this happen.
Yeah.
People who didn't pay attention to the family bundle and the kids weren't, you know, just wouldn't communicate with us.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
They're, and it wasn't the broker. Can't blame them. But they picked up the phone, called the company, got a check. Then took it to the brokerage firm to try to put it in the account. That's a no-go. Inherited IRA money has to go directly to an IRA. There is no rollover. Seven is not naming a successor beneficiary. Something happens to me. It goes to Barb. She needs to immediately name the beneficiaries for her.
Wow.
Right? You have to do that. Otherwise, you're in that five-year period of time, again, in the stretch.
Who tells you this stuff?
That's why I spend a lot of money and a lot of time learning it. The IRS is very, I won't even say clear, but the IRS provides the guidance.
I mean, they'll
give
you've
got to have somebody that, no, they would not give you this. This is us distilling
court cases,
private letter rulings, treasury rates.
You know how I feel about all that.
Well, but that's, again, I don't write grants. You don't manage money.
I know.
Commingling IRA assets. Again, you cannot take, I cannot take Kaylee's IRA and mix it with Barb's IRA.
Right.
So being careful. Missing the income tax deduction. That's not so big anymore unless you happen to have an estate that's worth over $5.4 million individually or $11.8 if you're married. And then relying on IRA custodians. You always have to read the fine print or work with somebody who can help you. Every now and then, we've got a case right now where the husband didn't name his spouse. I shouldn't say right now. It's probably 10 years ago. Didn't name his spouse as the beneficiary because 25 years ago, if you were over 70 and a half, you couldn't change your beneficiary.
Oh.
And so they didn't let him, even though that code had been changed like 3 or 4 years before.
Wow.
Right? And we had another one where a major mutual fund family is forcing the kids, so third generation, to take the money. They said the stretch is not available in their opinion.
Wow.
And in their documents, and it clearly is from the IRS. So you really want to know who it is you're dealing with and why, if you're going to look at these. And an inherited IRA is not like another asset. It's not like an IRA. It's not like a 401k. It's not, an inherited IRA is its own little beast. So make sure that you get the rules and you understand what's going on. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. Go to yourlifeafterwork.com for more. We'll take a break. and be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271.
1-800-316-5271. Call now.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along. Hey, yep. This is the Life Happens segment of the show. There are five critical elements that I believe it's what I taught at Purdue in the financial planning segment, but I think there's five areas that you really need to understand if you're going to do this on your own. Your life after work is what some people would call retirement planning. Tax planning, that's not tax reporting. It's something that has to be done every year. The third is the investment playbook, how you're going to deal with risk and volatility. The fourth is Life Happens that Sherry covers in her part of the show. Mm-hmm. And then the fifth is legacy. And remember, and I try to remind people this all the time, every time somebody comes to talk to me about estate planning, they're talking about what happens when they die. I just want you to keep in mind, 10% of people drop dead. 90% of us fade away. Right? Yeah. And your documents really have to deal with not just your heirs, but how to deal with you when you're no longer able to deal with yourself.
Yes.
With that, we will leave it to Sherry for the good, the bad, or the ugly.
The ugly, yeah. Okay, so life happens. So the things that are occurring in my head these days are significant people that are going through completely different life events and planning or trying to financially plan for them. Okay.
Okay.
So on the one hand, I have my kids who are millennials, and they are both, my son's in Chicago, my daughter's here in Central Indiana, and both families are preparing for the future.
Good.
Yeah. And making choices today that will affect their long-term planning. Because I try really hard not to be one of those mothers, I don't always spread my, you know, advice around, or try not to, but I do think it a lot. Is this a good decision or a bad decision? Or what would I say if I were going to say something about this particular choice to spend or forego?
I don't want you to lose your thought.
Yes.
But there's two things. You don't want to provide specific advice most of the time unless asked.
Okay.
Right? It's like teaching your wife golf. This is a bad plan.
Okay? Yeah.
Right. So two things that I always tell people.
Yes.
One is brand new. I've used it for less than a month, but there's two things when I see something happen. And the first is always going to be Andy Stanley's wisdom.
Oh yeah.
Based on your, not mine, but Sherry, based on your past experiences, your current circumstances, and your future hopes and dreams. What would be the most wise thing for you to do today?
Which I think's
end of conversation.
Yeah.
Now the other one, and this one, you know, I spent a lot of money being taught and coached, and you know, I like this stuff. You know, I'm on a speaker circuit. You know, this stuff matters to me.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
But I've never heard this for an adult. But the future Joe is entirely dependent upon the decisions and behaviors of the current Joe.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you can take your faith-based part and add that to
sure,
it.
Sure. Yeah.
Right. There's
yeah.
things that can happen, but for yeah. the decisions and actions that I make today are going to influence that future Joe
exactly.
much more than I want to think about.
Right. right.
It's not a day-to-day thing. It's a progression over time.
Right.
And so I think it's
mm-hmm.
fair to tell your kids both of those things as mm-hmm. they're looking at the details to remind them that there's life today and tomorrow.
Yes.
Right.
Oh yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, but telling them they shouldn't buy a car that's that expensive or the
yeah.
down payment
oh,
for
yeah.
the house should be this. Unless asked, those are dangerous conversations.
No, exactly.
It's one of the reasons we family bundle, by the way, because they will call and ask Aaron, my director of financial planning.
Which is a good thing.
Or they will call and ask Grant, who's 30, you know, as opposed to asking mom and dad. Sometimes they don't want to tell you how much debt they have. Which is very germane to the conversation.
Right, which
pertinent.
Is very important.
Yeah, so anyhow, keep going.
So the other situation that I'm finding myself in is with people that I care very much about that are planning for retirement
mm-hmm.
and downsizing their home and trying to figure out the next steps and doing all those things. So I've got those two things happening simultaneously in my head. And I ran across an article, as I often do, it was 11 financial experts share the best money advice they've ever received.
Okay.
And I'm not going to read through the whole 11. I mean, some of them, they're just kind of, you know, general in purpose, but I want to ask you that question. So be thinking as I just pontificate just a little bit more, the best single money advice you've ever received. The things they threw out were things like live on less than you make.
Yeah.
Always use cash.
Yeah. That's
yeah. Yeah.
Bogus.
Start saving while you're young. That makes sense. Right. Do not increase your spending when you get a raise. That might be something I might say to my kids. I don't know. Look at your credit report. Make the most of your credit card points. I live by that standard, just so you know. I get a lot of
it's our green stamps
cards.
For our generation.
I know. I love it. Don't work for money. Let money work for you.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense, right? I ran across one person that said, I save every $5 bill. I put it aside in an envelope. And at the end of the month, you would be surprised how many $5 bills I have. Just
I use a lot of cash. I'm lucky to see a $5 bill because it's all plastic for
well,
this point.
Yeah. And then the last one is always save for a rainy day. So those are just general. But if you had to just boil down to one specific piece of financial advice, you know, not what's the wise thing to do, but what specific financial advice could you narrow it down to one?
I don't know if I could narrow it down to one. My immediate response would be to understand the difference between saving early and investing early.
Saving early and investing.
I was told this was offensive, so I rarely say it anymore. But I will tell you, in my opinion, the majority of people that I've met in my life that I've worked with are truly sophisticated savers.
Mm-hmm.
They would put it in a mattress or bury it in a hole in the backyard if they weren't worried about inflation and they thought
right.
it would work.
Right.
They like me. They trust me.
Yep.
They love our processes. Mm-hmm. They love my team. But at the end of the day, they're here because they need somebody who wants to take care of them so they don't have to worry about it.
Right.
Right.
So they don't buy into the make your money work for you thing. They
no,
just
that's
say
not,
that.
That's, no. I'm telling you, left. If it was an easy world,
uh-huh.
they would clip coupons and put it in a bank.
Okay.
Right.
Got it.
They would. But but because they recognize they can't,
yes.
they come here.
Okay.
So I think a lot of people get confused with the concept of saving. You know, I've had people, I'm never going to forget one of my families I take care of in Lafayette. He had $1 million in CDs
mm-hmm.
and he and his wife had worked so hard. She died when he was 69. So all of this money that they'd saved, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden the interest rate had started to go down on these CDs.
Yeah.
And he came to me and he said, Joe, I don't understand why I suddenly have more income and they're lower interest rates. And it's because as the CDs had earned interest for all those years, they'd merely bought more CDs.
Yes.
They kept the money in it.
Yeah.
And so he was paying more taxes because the CDs were earning more.
Right.
Right. And he actually had more cash flow and couldn't. That's a saver.
Okay.
An investor could be an investor in a business. It could be an investor in a 401k. It could be an investor inside of real estate. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a difference between
yeah.
just saving and investing.
Right.
I think it's understanding your money from that component. But if there was one thing that anybody should start with, it's understanding the dadgum tax return and its implications today
sure.
and tomorrow.
Yep.
That is the part. Started in 1987, 2 weeks before the crash. I have seen the market go up and down, you know, and I've also seen it go higher. Every year when I send a check to Washington, none of it comes back. Mm. None of it comes back. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. Have an outstanding week. We'll see you again next time.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.